Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano show. We'll go to Steve Keeley of Fox 29 and your calls in a minute. Just saw this, though. Unemployment in the United States. Today is the first Friday in the new month, right? Unemployment drops to 6.9%. The U.S. adds 683,000 jobs, according to the Associated Press. I'll give you the breakdown on some of the others. Let's see. That is from 6.9% from 7.9% in September. Of course, the Inquirer adds, but 8 months after the virus struck, the economy still has barely recovered half the 22 million jobs that were lost to the pandemic. Yeah, right. But I wanted to add this, and we'll flesh it out a little bit more, but I didn't want to forget. You get wound up with some of the other stuff going on. Dan had a great insight. We're not going to play it now, Dan, KYW, but your insight was, isn't it curious? Suddenly we're hearing now in Philadelphia and the like, any number of these people saying, got to get the kids back to school. Got to get the kids back to school, right? Dan, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm on the phone, Dom.
Yeah. So Dan had that insight that, yeah, got to get the kids back to school. Suddenly that started up, like 30 seconds after the election on Tuesday. Amazing how that works, isn't it? We'll monitor that more, and we'll play you from KYW, some of the public officials and the like. Got to get back to school. Pretty good unemployment numbers to me. Pretty a miracle. Back down to 6.9% from the depths. 6.9% coming back from that says a hell of an economy was underneath this. Don't you think? I'm sure Joe Biden is going to get it down to zero if he is president, within a month in office, definitely. All right, Steve Keeley is where the action is. He was there yesterday at the convention center. He's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, before your show's over, you're going to probably see an indication that the unemployment rate will be jumping back up across the river in Jersey because one of your favorite punching bags, Governor Murphy, previewed yesterday that he's likely going to shut things down again somewhat. And then when he was said how soon, he said real soon probably. So we could get an announcement. I think he's speaking to the media at 11 a.m. today or having that update, that COVID-19 update on Friday. And, you know, politicians always like to give the bad news on Fridays because they think it'll get less coverage. So don't be surprised if we see him going back to the way things were, at least a bit, to start because things are so bad over there in New Jersey. And then whenever you shut things down, that means jobs go, the unemployment rate goes up and jobs go with it. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's a good prediction. Do you have any sense of what that means to do it somewhat versus the last time, Steve? What's your gut instinct?
Well, for instance, when it comes to restaurants, you know, everybody's like, you know, we're in November now, right? So we're going to have a nice weekend, but how many more times can you eat outside on a weekend in November and December, right? So if he goes down to like 25% again and you don't have the outdoor dining, how does a restaurant stay in business? And this is, you know, this is busy restaurant season during the holidays and things. So will we see gyms shut down again? It depends on where he thinks the COVID numbers are jumping the most. And any kind of shutdown affects jobs and affects people. And then, you know, it's not the summertime anymore. So you can't go out to get your exercise as much, maybe in the cold. So it's certainly not good news all around in New Jersey.
And probably Steve, not the country. To your point, it's this too. We've been through this, and again, I liken it when we were told, hey, we have to do all these things for airport security. Happy to comply. But when I don't think we're profiling and doing the right things, and then I have to go through that, that's where the resentment comes in. My point is, we did it once to break this, and now we're told we have to do it again. That kind of fatigue is going to be very, very difficult for people.
You're right. It's tough right now. I mean, this has been months of this, and people have been prepared. But if people think 2021 brings in a new year and a new world, I think people are thinking wrongly. Sadly, I think we didn't handle this right the first time, and we're going to pay the price in the next year as well.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for that nugget. Now, yesterday, Steve, were you called over there? Were you on another assignment, or did you think this is going to be quite a showdown? I got to be at the convention center.
No, I knew that's where to go. And it's funny, I was the first media person at 12th and Arch, and I was there when the first Republican showed up, and I had been promoting the FreedomWorks plans on my live shots in the tail end all the time. I said, hey, FreedomWorks, there's a national organization, the Patriots, they were saying, I said, they're planning to get together at 1101 Arch Street. And the reason they put that in, they Googled, because that's a national organization, they had Googled the mailing address for the convention center. So, and I said, you can bet now that that's out publicly, the counter protesters were showing up. Well, sure as hell, they did first in a big group. And then the police moved them to 12th and Arch. And then the first Republican showed up was a guy from Ocean City, Maryland, and drove 3.5 hours. And I said, don't worry, I'm sure others will be joining you. And by nighttime, we had, you know, a couple of thousand people there. But at one point in the morning, I grabbed somebody from FreedomWorks. I grabbed, a Black Lives Matter guy from New York City and had them both on talking together, let them both have their say. And I showed that Americans get along even when they disagree. But, Dom, here's the news out of this. You're busy on the air, and I should have linked her with you. There is a Republican observer from Society Hill, Lizette Tarragono. I watched her. She could not get into the convention center. She not only could she not see what was going on from a close distance, they wouldn't even let her in, and she had all her credentials in her hand. So I had her on at 9 o'clock explaining that, and that was worrisome, as she said, and it was scary were the words she used. And so that is another point where when you cannot, not only observers kept 100 feet back, but when you have observers who can't get in, and she said Democrat observers weren't being allowed in as well. So there was definitely a problem over there, and that'll probably come out in the legal wash as well, because I don't know if she ever got in, but I was talking to her in our 9 o'clock hour yesterday, and for her not to even get in, that just shows something was disorganized over there for sure. And then today, when the Committee of 70 came out with their strong words against the president, I had David Thornburg in, and I said, he was the leader of this group who didn't like what the president said about Philadelphia and the process. And I said, David, I'm playing devil's advocate. If everybody's pointing to this camera that they have, this live stream, saying, hey, we're completely transparent, here's a live stream. So this morning, when we went to the live stream, my staff was like, oh, they're not counting anymore, there's nobody there. And I said, you have to push in on that camera. You can see the people way in the back are working. So I was saying to David, you can't see even workers working unless you push in, and we can't zoom in on that. But I was getting my fingers on my iPhone, and I pushed in, and I said, how can somebody even see a ballot with this camera? So that camera's really not a legal standing to say, hey, we're open and honest. The Republicans really don't have a legal argument here when they say you can, you know, where they couldn't see the ballots. You know, I mean, when you can't even see workers on their camera,
sure,
that's not something you want to point to saying, hey, look, how transparent we are. We have a live stream camera on there. That camera is like a surveillance camera from a distance. So that doesn't really prove anything. So that's
Point. That is a great point with this live stream. And I'll get to the Committee of 70. I don't want to drag you into that. But thanks for bringing it up. It seemed to me when it got established they were going to let them be within 6 feet, that they moved some of the tables, though. So there were some tables in front of them. But I don't even think they could see most of them from 6 feet. Is that what happened?
That's right. When you look on that live stream, the tables that were closest to the camera weren't being used anymore. So it looked like if you just clicked on that, it would look like, all right, there's nobody working now, right? But they were counting all night. You were just so far away from the camera. And so if those close enough tables were the ones by the barriers and they were kept back from the barriers, then maybe they had a legitimate argument there that they could not see anything. And like you said, if you're looking for a postmark, look, I get mail every day and I can't even see the postmark clear enough on my own mail when I have it 2 inches in front of my face. So I don't know how you see it from 6 feet away.
Yeah, and my thing, Steve, too, is I'm not alleging they were cheating right there. I'm trying to think how they would do it or mistakes. I just see this as more the attitude in the city, maybe second to none, We're going to do it the way that we want to do it, essentially. That's their argument. And that's it. You can bring in anybody you want. The sheriff wouldn't help. The police, I guess, couldn't help in that situation. So they were there with a court order. Were you there for that point? And they were being told, well, that's it. We're just, so what?
Yeah, and the court order, I mean, that was a little late, you know, that, like, why did the first judge allow them to get close? You know, why did it take another judge later to finally say, all right, you can get within the 6 feet social distance? So there's a lot of, there's certainly a legal leg to stand on when it comes to all this. And we'll see how it goes, because you remember Rudy Giuliani wanted those first 20 hours of ballots, which is at least 125,000 tossed, because they couldn't get close to see those. And we'll see how it plays out in court. And there's no surprise that this is going to go to court. And the Republican National Committee already has legal teams going to court in four states, they said this morning.
All right. Great stuff, as always. Steve, thank you so much. Have a joyous weekend. And I'm going to be eating outside tonight. You're right. We got to get where the getting's good here.
Jake, you're right. This is probably your last weekend, unless you want to freeze to death.
Yep, exactly. Thank you, Steve.
You got it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.